This is the Tampa Bay Lightning Playoff Podcast. I'm Todd Wright, second edition of the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast. JoeBucksFan.com, about a month or so ago, offered a podcast based on the interest in the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I told them a while ago that if they wanted to expand and wanted me to talk hockey via podcast, I could certainly do that. So that is one of the things we are doing for the duration of the Lightning playoff run. I will be attending a number of the home games. The Lightning playoff series starts on Thursday night. Still surprising to many that the Lightning will be the one seed in the division and the conference playing the number two wild card in the New Jersey Devils, based on the fact that the Lightning did have the overtime loss to the Carolina Hurricanes with an opportunity to close things out on their own, then relied on the team that most Lightning fans have been making fun of for the entire 20-plus years that they've existed, the, quote, stinking Panthers. Yeah, they got it done with nothing to play for, defeating the Boston Bruins and putting the Bruins in a tough spot. Based on total points, third best team in the National Hockey League this year, and they not only won't even have home ice in all likelihood if they advance to the their division finals, but as difficult of a matchup against a three seed as there is out there. And if you don't take my word for it, or a Toronto Maple Leafs fan's word for it, or another hockey analyst's word for it, take it from our friends in the desert, because the Toronto Maple Leafs to win the series against the Boston Bruins are not nearly as big of an underdog as some might think. The two biggest underdogs to win in the opening round, based on Vegas numbers, are the two wild card twos, which is sensible. Colorado, like New Jersey. I mean, when we think about a decade or so ago, Colorado and New Jersey annually were contenders to win the Stanley Cup, or did win the Stanley Cup. Colorado with guys like Ray Bourque, New Jersey with goaltending from Marty Brodeur, Scott Stevens on the blue line. They've bottomed out in recent years, much like the Detroit Red Wings have gone down in recent years. So the two wild card twos playing the number ones in the conference are the most significant underdogs. Nashville, the heaviest favorite to win their opening round series of all eight opening round playoff series, with the Lightning at number two. So let's talk a little bit, since we'll post this podcast leading into the Thursday night home opener against the New Jersey Devils, and it will have a shelf life through game two on Saturday afternoon against the New Jersey Devils. And then at some point on Sunday or Monday morning, we'll cut you a new one before the third game of the Lightning series against the Devils. We'll be talking about other things going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. If you didn't catch the first edition of this podcast, one of the things is what you need to know about the Devils, and this doesn't take a lot to know. First of all, huge celebration on the Devils just making the postseason, and it seems like nobody around or with this organization has a problem with that. It had been 6 years since the Devils were last in the playoffs. It didn't look like a month or two ago that was likely to happen. Certainly Florida looked more like a playoff team than New Jersey did, at least to me, for much of the season. I thought Carolina, or at the beginning of the season, certainly Ottawa, off being one goal away last year from the Stanley Cup Finals, losing in the conference finals in a Game 7 situation to the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Ottawa just didn't have it this season. But there was New Jersey making the big push late, one of the hotter teams the last month or so of the season, right there with the Boston Bruins in the Eastern Conference, and it was the Devils that win their way into the postseason. So, yes, very hot team coming into the playoffs. The roster isn't nearly as deep as Tampa Bay, not as good as Tampa Bay, but there are two key guys on the New Jersey Devils that can be, as we said in the previous podcast, impactful in this series if the Lightning allow them to do so. One is the goaltender Kincaid for the Devils. Look, I wouldn't know this guy if he showed up, shook my hand, and said he was playing with me at West Chase Golf Club. I would just say, well, nice to meet you. Let's have a good round. Guy's nearly 30 years old, basically been a career minor leaguer or backup goaltender until he was pressed into service a few months back, three months back, Corey Schneider with, I believe, a groin injury. And Kincaid just played great. I mean, you get stories like this in the National Hockey League where a team goes to their second netminder out of necessity or desperation, and just the team takes off. You can find pretty much a story like this, I'd say every year, at least every other year, if you look close enough. And this year, that applies to Kincaid with the Devils. The numbers have been fantastic. Now, sure, he's not doing it alone, but clearly this young team has fed off him, believes in him, so much so that, last eight games, Devils were 7-0-1, the one being an overtime loss, and Kincaid won. Of those eight games, 6-0-1 in one goal games in the last eight. So very comfortable playing. You know, you can attach. It's somewhat of a cliche that every game was a playoff game down the stretch for New Jersey, trying to fight to get into the postseason, which they did. They did it even, I believe, with a game to spare. Clinch that final postseason berth because, Taylor Hall actually sat out the finale. With some question because he was sitting on the precipice of 40 goals and some other things that he could have accomplished. And the coach of the Devils was like, nah, we're good. I do want to sit him. Kind of like John Cooper sat and left Andre Vasilevsky behind while the Lightning still had potentially something they could accomplish in Carolina with a two-point victory. But same thing for the Devils with Taylor Hall. Hall considered to be an MVP candidate. Yes, an MVP candidate off a wild card two team. Shows you what people who have watched the Devils and watched Taylor Hall have seen from this very talented player, traded from the Edmonton Oilers a few years ago, getting his first crack. And you can make some comparisons, I think you can, to say the Oilers with McDavid last year and the Devils with Hall this year. The Oilers fell back off. I'm not buying that next year that whatever the Devils do, well, this is just the start to what they may do in the future. I don't know. I don't look at the Devils in these playoffs the way I look at, say, the Maple Leafs in last year's playoffs, where I'm watching the Maple Leafs push the Washington Collapsitals to what, six games, a number of those decided by one goal. And I'm thinking this might be the beginning of something good. I think the last time the Leafs were significant, they lost to the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Finals back in like 2002, because that Stanley Cup Finals, Ron Francis led the Canes. They went into the Cup Finals against the Red Wings, and they got beaten really bad. They lost a triple overtime game in game three that was the turning point in the series. Otherwise, it's not necessarily a blowout. I was at that game three of the 2002 Stanley Cup Finals in Raleigh, North Carolina. Went to a lot of random big sporting events back during my days on national radio. It was a lot of fun and not anything I want to do now. Tell you that. So, no, I don't look at the Devils. I mean, respectful of Hall's play. Same with Kincaid. You know, I can't make the case that, whatever Kincaid does here, clearly he's a number one goaltender, if not for the Devils, for somebody else next year. No, I don't know that. I mean, they're just hot now. Respectful of Hall's game, and say Wood, another very good player, for the Devils. So no, I mean, they're not nearly as deep. And John Cooper having last change, you know, one of the things John Cooper has always said about playoff series is he'd actually love to start series on the road. But as I heard Dave Andrechuk today in studio with my friend Drew Garabo on Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone, Dave just talked about what it means to have that game seven at home. I mean, and Dave is allowed to do this because he's not a player anymore. Dave was kind of looking ahead to a division final series, or some call it the conference semifinal series against Boston if it goes seven games. And Dave Andrechuk said, we go seven with Boston to get to the conference finals. I don't want that game in Boston, and it wouldn't be in Boston. As a result of what happened over the weekend, that game would be at Amalie Arena and hosted by the Lightning, if the Lightning get that far and if the Boston Bruins get that far. Now, let me just add sort of an appendix to this, because I've always felt this, and it played its way out recently a few times. Just follow along with me here. So you remember when we had it looked like Jesse James scored a touchdown for the Steelers against the Patriots, and then because the whole catch rule was stupid, just like it was stupid on Calvin Johnson in the opener at Soldier Field a number of years ago, and then took away Dez Bryant's catch, which might have even been a touchdown, or the Cowboys have it first and goal on the 1 yard line in that divisional playoff game at Lambeau against the Packers 4 years ago, and then it took away the Jesse James catch. Well, basically, the NFL is now admitting all of those were catches. They're not going to change any of the results, but all of those were catches, which doesn't make any Lions fan or a Cowboy fan or like me or a Steeler fan feel any better because the game is lost. But remember the Jesse James catch, and remember how good that game was between the Steelers and the Patriots in the regular season. I came away from it saying there's not much more the Steelers could actually do, and they still can't beat the Patriots when it counts. And then there was all this talk, wow, this is going to be one hell of an AFC championship rematch between the Patriots and the Steelers. And clearly the Steelers thought that and decided not to show up until about an hour into their game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Jaguars beat them handily, not only at the beginning of the game, but late in the game. And it was the Jaguars that went on to the AFC Championship. So that much anticipated rematch, or that much anticipated, you look at it and say, can't wait for that, didn't happen. NCAA tournament, people were looking at the bracket and saying, I can't believe we're going to get a Duke. Was it Duke, Michigan State, right? Duke, Michigan State was going to be, that'd be a game that you would expect to see in the Final Four. Yet, we're going to actually see it. I think it might have even been a Sweet 16 type game. I know Duke ended up playing Kansas in the regional final. So was Michigan State a 3 seed? Were they? Do I have some wrong? But it was either Duke, Michigan State. I think it was. Might have been Duke, North Carolina. But there was this anticipation on, wow, what a Sweet 16, or you know, a non-Final Four game, a game to get to the Final Four. That's going to be. And it didn't happen because one team didn't get there. I kind of feel the same way about Tampa Bay versus Boston in the division final or conference semifinal. It just feels to me like it might not happen. It has the same feeling as what we went down the road with as it relates to anticipated rematches or battles in the postseason. It's just taking for granted that they're both going to do what they need to do to get there. I have more faith in the Leafs just because of their offensive talent than I would in the Devils. Because we've seen the Leafs for a couple years now, and even the year before they made the playoffs last year, knowing how much young talent they've had. Austin Matthews did play some pretty significant ice time, final couple of games of the regular season. So, yes, I do believe Toronto can beat Boston like the odds makers in Vegas. They're not favoring Toronto. That's not the point. That's not the way you read into that. They're just sort of looking at it, and you'd get a number of Boston Bruins fans, and granted, if the Bruins make it to the conference finals, you'll hear all how good the Bruins are and how they're going to win this thing. But until then, you're going to hear all the negatives about this team. They're going to break our heart. They're not going to work hard enough in front of Tuukka Rask. They'll leave Rask hanging out to dry. It's not going to be his fault. Can't clear the puck out of the zone. Marchand's going to be baited into doing something stupid. They're not going to show up for the first 5, 7, 10 minutes of the game. They're going to get behind one goal or two goals. That's all you're going to hear for the first or the second round. And then once they get past that, all you're going to hear is about is the good stuff and how these Bruins are destined to win it. Such seems to be the way Boston sports fans tend to be. Very polarizing. So I'm not thinking that it's a guarantee the Lightning will play the Bruins in the division in the second round. I actually give the Devils a chance to make this an interesting series. Hear me out. Because of how hot they are, how well they've been playing going into the playoffs, something the Lightning haven't been doing. The fact that they're getting terrific goaltending, something the Lightning aren't getting right now. Sure, Vasilevsky's the better player. But right now, he's not the better goaltender. He can play as the better goaltender in this series. He's not going into the series. He's not. And his team is not hot going into the series like the Devils are. Did they have to be? No. But it also cost them being able to clinch earlier as the number one seed or take care of business on their own. Lightning roster is better. In terms of the best player overall on the team, you can make the argument that Taylor Hall has been as good as Kucherov has been this season. You can. And there are many nationally that will make that argument, which is why Hall is in the MVP consideration. And also just because of the rest of the roster doesn't nearly have as much as the deeper rosters of, say, Nashville and just how much they have on the blue line, which we learned about and saw how far that got them last year, or the way Vegas put together their roster. Now, the thing I worry about with Vegas, and we'll talk about this as this goes along, Vegas has obviously surprised all year, but did Vegas build a team? I always say there are two types of teams. You either have a team that wins in the regular season or a team built to win in the postseason. I honestly don't think when Vegas was putting this roster together, they were that worried about, well, what is this team going to look like in seven-game series after seven-game series? Are they built to win in the playoffs? That's why I'm concerned that Vegas won't be able to maintain their chalk position and get to the conference finals. And even if they do, I don't necessarily think their division is that difficult this year. This is not the San Jose team from 2 years ago. This is not the Kings team that for a handful of years there looked like they could win a cup every year and won two of them. But would also disappoint in some years and not make the postseason. And then you've got the Ducks in there, and I'm just not big on the man behind the bench for the Ducks, and that some key players on the Ducks might be past their prime to win big games in the postseason. They've been on the precipice. They've been so close in recent years. And adding Bruce Boudreau, when they added Bruce Boudreau to that mix, I don't necessarily know what that accomplished. But I'm kind of looking back and also just looking at the current state of that division. So I just wonder if Vegas is built to win in the postseason. Clearly, they were put together very well to win immediately in the regular season, which has made that franchise as popular as any Las Vegas show for the past 6 months or so. Back to the Lightning. So Kincaid and Hall, and to a lesser extent Wood, but Kincaid and Hall, and considering how good Hall is, how well Kincaid has played, and that he plays goalie, those two guys alone. I mean, let's say Hall averages 2 points per game in this playoff series. Okay, that means New Jersey gets two goals on the board. That's enough to have the Devils in maybe all but one game in this series, the way Kincaid's been playing goal. Let's throw in a night where the Lightning just run roughshod. And maybe they even get Kincaid out of there. And then see what they got in Corey Schneider, who hasn't played a lot, but has been healthy. But also from the Lightning standpoint, if they do drop one of these first two games at home to the Devils, honestly, it's difficult for me to envision the Devils clearly looking like they would win two games at home back-to-back, games three and game four, barring some bizarre scenario involving an injury to, a headman, a Vasilevsky, some sort of weird suspension happens like that, which would obviously hit the Lightning hard. Probably those two individual players even more than any of the guys up front, just because the Lightning have so much up front with their forward play. So I don't expect the Lightning to win this series easily against the Devils. It wouldn't surprise me if they dropped one of the first two games at home, but likewise would not surprise me to come back home from New Jersey 2-2 with a game five in that scenario, where you're basically looking at then a three-game series where the Lightning have two of the three games at home and then have a pretty good feel for what they're dealing with Kincaid. And also John Cooper getting last change and who best can play against Taylor Hall and his line for the Devils. All right, that does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast. We'll get you another one of these before game three, probably before game three of this series. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we'll talk to you next time.